And so that's really, and I was thinking, you know, maybe butyrate will re-arouse it. And that's kind of, there was, you know, for decades now they've been trying to find out what will, because it's, but they haven't, so nevertheless, the butyrate was like helping some people, but it was still, you know, they weren't getting cured, say, I'm talking about the long haulers. And this really does apply to like the, you know, the expedition of recovery for everyone from all diseases and vaccine injury potentially and everything. So, I finally clicked to me, there was a big study saying, and I don't even think it's big to me, and that's the one I like to do with the gut, with the happy face and the smiling, or the sad face. So the sad face gut is like, it's because it's melatonin deprived, and so until you replete the melatonin, that GPR109A, ACE2, and the butyrate, and so the ADP can be made and butyrate part of it, but in the colon, to have it expressed. And then you hit it with niacin, and that clears the inflammation. So people flushing violently, a lot of older adults flush violently. Now we don't have to, you know, and it's going to take a little bit because people are, this is a new topic, but we can avoid that. And this all this time we've been not doing niacin justice and not realizing that this I thought the flush was part of the release of inflammation, you know, because you would feel it. But no, the flush is literally, because there's not enough melatonin, only a proportion of ADP was made, and only a proportion of that GPR109A, ACE2 was made, expressed, so that not, you know, short of how much actual inflammation there is, so thus only, and especially the ones that require the most melatonin, because there is the most inflammation, and thus require the most niacin to get in to address it, so it's proportionally the least, then, if there's melatonin deficient, the least expression of that receptor, so proportionally the most niacin doesn't get into those cells and do therapy. Instead, this niacin kind of bounces off, and the actual niacin molecule hits the inside lining of the capillaries and does like, you know, it's nicotinic acid itself is an acidic compound, so it does like funky little chemical side reactions as it clears through kidneys. It's not as acute, but the thing is, we've been dosing too high with niacin and thinking that, you know, embrace the flush, but, you know, there's, even if you embrace the flush, you're not going to really ever reset yourself and get this inflammation out until you embrace the melatonin to allow the, you know, correspondingly adequate expression of the niacin receptor for that much niacin to hit it, for it all to be used up. So, this is very elegant and clever because we're using melatonin and niacin to revert where we're at in life as a species now because we didn't have enough melatonin and niacin. And niacin itself will help a lot, but you're not giving it justice. We've been misusing it this whole time. Simply due to the not yet understanding or having the knowledge of or the connection I've made of this integral role of melatonin and niacin in the regulation of this receptor to be able to dynamically assess, push out, you know, gunk and keep your shoes shined and put a little force field around it. Once you reset, you know, keep you in this equilibrium through all the cells that govern comprehensive physical health and function of the body, so over time. So, imagine that. So finally now, you know, there's a lot of melatonin research coming out. The niacin, people damn well know about the niacin that are, you know, they've been hiding niacin for decades. So, and I'm not even going to get into the censorship. My reports and niacin have been censored since March 2020. I'm not going to talk about it now because I have to do another call, but you know, this is what I figured out now. It's this connection with melatonin and niacin. The kind of what this is not just melatonin and niacin, but it's the method of the administration of this medical technique, in a sense, of these integral components. What these spikes have to do, first of all, they're attracted to people. That's their praise, people who have been over life been deficient on this. Right? And then what they have to do then is continue to deplete it. And if you have less coming in, it makes that easier for the spikes. All pathogens. So they're taking over, they're going through the receptor that niacin and melatonin regulate to get your energy for their fitness. And this is screwing a lot of people up. So I think the jabs are, in a way, kind of seamlessly trying to get the immunotech to be, you know, embedded within these receptors to, I mean, this is theoretical, but it would make sense to remote sap our energy for harvest. That's how high their technology is now. So nonetheless, what this virus, what these spikes have to do, and what disease development and progression is, and momentum over time damaging the system. What it is not being able to, you know, continue to tally up how much you know, energy is in excess intracellularly through your body over the life course. And so this virus, these spikes, hyperaccelerate that very thing. And because that's how real niacin melatoniners are, is that they regulate how energy and is balanced dynamically, and are able to, with enough given, move you back to a comprehensive bioenergetic balance. Thank goodness melatonin gets into cells, into the mitochondria. It doesn't just biosynthesize from tryptophan. Because as I said, the pineal gland release that happens at night to recoup, because we don't, you know, to recoup what our photoreceptors indicated it might have lost, you know, that would be needed at night to recoup because we're not eating tryptophan. That release of melatonin gets into circulation and gets directly, there's a melatonin receptor that allows entry of then that melatonin directly into mitochondria. So that means that, say, oral supplementation, and I would do through the liver, and just enough of the purest melatonin compound you can get, because the liver will push you up all the way through circulation, and there's these receptors kind of are in coordination with each other. So what you're doing then is you're this method of the medicine and of, you know, preventative medicine too, is this melatonin, you're using melatonin, thank God, that gets it into cells, right? And you using that melatonin then reestablishes, say if you were even in cancer tumor cells, reestablishes from lactate, say being produced in cytoplasm, back for pyruvate to start then going back to, back into mitochondria and biosynthesizing then, acetyl-CoA. Okay? Because if you're adding that melatonin, it puts that pressure on it. And so then more ADP then can be formed, citric acid cycle, then it's reverted or continues. And so then the more ADP so the niacin receptor now can be expressed more according to that inflammation. And then you essentially, as a substrate, throw in a sufficient amount of melatonin. So this is the ideal sweet spot. Let's assume you got lucky and you needed, you know, 30 milligrams of melatonin, to replete all the melatonin to get the sufficient, let's say in everyone ubiquitously, of that niacin receptor expression, right? And then, so hit, say, like a gram of niacin. All that niacin then is gonna, what you do want is no flush, not even a tingle So what that would mean, and so then all that melatonin, all that niacin is used up. And essentially it pushes out gunk. And so that inflammation is expended out of your body. This inflammation, whether from this COVID pathology, from the vaccine injury, let's say, potentially, or the life course, so many clinical conditions, pretty much everyone, and diseases, and just morbidity, mortality. Until you get that melatonin repleted, you're just going to be flushing, especially the more and more depleted you are in the melatonin, the more and more inflammation. So this viral disease is hyper-accelerating already, the life course presentation coming in. So this really especially depletes melatonin. And this is what kind of ultimately typifies what the really, really long, prolonged COVID is. What this is basically, you know, mechanically, you're just doing a chemical reaction. You're replenishing the substrates that got depleted in order for that of inflammation then, no matter how great magnitude it is, to then essentially push out that inflammation as you hit these sweet spots more and more, to then restore this, say, PDC receptor, which then will ultimately restore a citric acid cycle, ultimately restore tryptophan for melatonin, and then you won't have to do as much melatonin each time. And so, or pathogens that preceded it, ensued it, and had it still linger in your body, the aftermath, any conditions, especially from SARS-CoV-2 damage, from the spike. So what you're doing is essentially using what was depleted out, which was deficient coming in, that now you need, and especially for those with this lingering pathology and feeling like crap. I mean, there's long haulers who've been suffering for 18, 19 months now, going through hell. So especially someone like that, it's, you know, I'm seeing what they're reporting is that the dosing for the melatonin, some of them will need over 200 milligrams and hit it with the niacin. Because the flush is getting less and less and less, but it's still, they're getting, this is how melatonin depleted this COVID does. And there's older adults in their 70s, 80s who are requiring this much melatonin as well. So that's the key, is to always optimize, you know, efficient therapy or protection, keeping you in balance. So what you always want is no flush. This is beautiful because most older adults are not compliant and don't like niacin and thus can't reap the benefits of it because of this flush. And so now we know this flush is because there wasn't enough melatonin for the niacin to get into cells, and there wasn't as much that could have allowed the niacin to get into cells more and provide more therapy. And so once that melatonin is the whatever amount it is through the cells is met in the threshold, and you hit it with the niacin, all that niacin is used, and what you have, you don't have the flush, you don't have it bouncing off. It's the now downregulated GPR109 receptor because there wasn't enough melatonin. There's enough melatonin to make it express corresponding how much inflammation need to be addressed. All that niacin, unless you do over 3 grams, if you have enough melatonin and assuming you don't have, but really pretty much all that niacin, especially for recovery, is going to get used up. And that's when you want no flush, not even the slightest tingle, especially here where there's the most inflammation, the neuroinflammation. This is deep, neurons, all these cords and, the CNS, the SNS, and, through, tendons, tissue, and the intricate cranial structure, and with our senses. These are, microscopic in width, and they wrap around almost like 4D. So if you pull them out, they're going to be, like from here to here, menu. So you want to get, you know, that's the most important. And this is a lot of, so like with the long COVID, what's going on, you know, as that niacin depletes, and this inflammation, and you get over COVID, but this inflammation lingers, your melatonin depletes more and more and more. And this pushes, and so with the niacin depleting, 9 out of NAD+, and also with the melatonin depleting more and more, tryptophan's more and more depleting and getting oxidized with quinolinic acid. So then this is, you know, going in and out of your brain and CNS through your whole body. And you get quinolinic acid. This is in like HIV patients as well. It's this, the tryptophan depletion essentially is because of the lack of niacin and the lack of melatonin. That's every kind of condition is a way of this occurring. And so, the way to, you know, so like a fluvoxamine or an SSRI is a horrible treatment strategy because you're inhibiting serotonin, so you're further inhibiting melatonin biosynthesis de novo, and you're further pushing the junction of tryptophan then deplete through pinolin pathway and oxidize at QA, not making nicotinic acid mononucleotide. And so this is all regulated by now, because your melatonin is so depleted, and you have, and your niacin's now not enough to get, you know, to do its full job and get out this inflammation. But once, so once you do this medical method, that's how you enable and accomplish then the therapy forward, is repleting the melatonin each time, I'd say, and I'm about to show you an example how to do it, to get out all the inflammation with the niacin at an optimal, optimal pace each time, overpower it. That's all you gotta do. Basically you've got, you know, inflammation in so many ways, but it's all to do with inflammation's not allowing tryptophan and niacin to turn into protons dynamically to counter. And so lack of niacin and also this inflammation depleting melatonin for niacin is set up. It's accumulatively, that's disease. That's epidemiology. So I have, you know, what this is, this applies to every condition, you know, any scenario, for it's ubiquitous. So, the key themes, okay, are these sweet spots. So older adults and people who are very melatonin depleted, especially right now, are going to flush violently. Many of them are. You don't even want a tingle. You want all the niacin in. I just went over that. Excuse me, coffee. So, ideally you want just enough melatonin, right? Whatever it is. Even, you know, there's papers coming out they don't know about, brilliant researchers, clinicians, unfortunately, and they'll catch up, they don't know about the integral, you know, orchestra, the concert of melatonin with niacin. So they're saying, you know, this COVID, they've demonstrated, and it's obvious, this COVID's ravaging your melatonin supply as it replicates, and then leaving it ravaged with the persistent and lingering inflammation. Bats have the most melatonin of all mammals. And they also have, like, a dormant coronavirus. It doesn't really affect them because they have enough melatonin to keep it from replicating. And so that's why they're seeing, you know, now BMJ just an editorial published huge, great news showing that, like, melatonin supplementation alone halves the risk of COVID among the most at-risk Black Americans. So, you know, it's standalone. If you keep your melatonin up, it prevents, you know, the virus from taking you to more ensuing disease symptomatology. So that's why it explains that association. But they're not yet connecting with the niacin, what I just told you guys. taking, but you know, and then even melatonin has shown therapy in clinical studies. And that's again because it, you know, slows down the progression of the viral replication. But if you want to get it, melatonin alone, so these authors, you know, they're quoting, and this is true, you know, people take like 1-2 gram doses for decades even, and it's a high safety profile. I mean, you can overdo it, and just eventually you're like, your melatonin will just always be really, really high, but it's useless. It's not useless, but again, like niacin, you're not giving melatonin justice and allowing it to do what it's supposed to do without niacin. So, gosh, it's humidity. So this connect, you know, what I'm trying to, you know, kind of lead into is, nonetheless, the melatonin depletion, especially in older adults, but especially long haulers, you know, who've been suffering since, say, January 2020 now, and even before. I mean, it's a serious melatonin depletion. But that's fine. You don't have to worry because all you have to do is replete it. Whatever it takes, right? And you don't have to do this for life. You just gotta replete it for the therapy, for the recovery. And I'll get in this right now. You know, what I'm seeing average maybe is like, I don't know, maybe like 40, but some are like at 200, 350 milligrams melatonin before the niacin. So what you ideally want to accomplish is as expeditiously and comfortably as possible, establishing and getting to these sweet spot doses. So and I'll get into these brands. The sweet spot doses is where you take, and the first commandment is you never want to flush because you want all the niacin to get in. Okay, so then ideally you want just enough melatonin so that happens, no flush, not even a tingle, like you didn't even, it's like, as if it's like no flush niacin, or niacinamide, but it isn't. It's just niacin now doing its job more because you're depleting melatonin. So let's say like you, so it's like, if you also, you know, if you do get, you can get groggy and flush, and even, yeah, I would say groggy and flush, and that's still not enough melatonin, because some of the melatonin is getting here, and you're just getting ADP in those cells. It's like you just ate turkey Thanksgiving dinner, or exerted energy exercising, drank like, you know, a bunch of whole milk. Gosh, I have someone calling, so I need to kind of wrap this up, So what you want to do, even if it's say like 500 milligrams, for some of you 1 gram, those cups are that empty in every cell. Whatever it takes, you've got to throw that melatonin in it and replete them. And then it stays the most, I would say like 10 minutes before the niacin. Okay, so that's kind of, it's, for some it's like with it, for others it's like 30 minutes, but on average 10 minutes. Basically, your goal is from the get-go, and I'd start at about 300 milligrams niacin. This is for people starting off along like a non-urgent situation, okay? I'd start at like, you know, for long haulers, I'm telling you 500 milligrams, but I'd start, say, 20, 25, and 300. So 20, 25 melatonin. You want to record this? Me weighing it out? This company's, I've scoured them all, they're the best, Pure Bulk, this is pure everything, even their veggie caps is literally just, a capsule, of their niacin and melatonin. And these are the most stable compounds, you don't even have to add an HCl bond. These things are stable in all kinds of environments, and you're literally putting into your body what is synthesized from food. It's just, we don't have enough because we're where we are because we didn't have enough from food. And there'll never be enough from food. And so now, you're basically putting in your body what's, its depletion is why, where you are now. And so you essentially counter it in opposite direction by repeating. It's like a chemical reaction. And I'm saying not just You're not just pushing out information. If niacin's getting into your cells, this is what T cells are, recruitment of T cells, targeting, endolysosomal development, identifying pathogens, toxins, nanoparticles, recruiting B cells, killer cells, and essentially endolysosomal to then induce phagocytosis, denature everything, clear, push it out. So this applies to everything foreign. That's not good energy, not nutrients, not organics, what you need.
If you see the protocol, okay, it's okay if, you know, this company, they're so sold out right now on back order.
You can use my code. I still recommend to order, but if you need an emergency, okay? So say it's an emergency, you have COVID. So you can get capsules, or tablets. GNC has pretty decent, tablets, pills. It's like 500 milligrams. But, so if you weigh it out though, you know, it's like 0.807, 0.81, and it's just 500 milligrams. So you see it's got 300 milligrams of filler. So it's, what you ideally want is immediate release dump through your liver to process. These receptors are very connected. I'm not going to go into that. But so, tablets and straight melatonin too, what you want immediate release. You know, if this is all you can get, this has calcium, ideally you don't even want that. You want just straight, immediate-release melatonin compound and nicotinic acid. Look for flush warning. Stay away from Solaray niacin. So if it's tablets, you know, I would say that's fine because it's just going to be a little slower and not as efficient. Right? So then if it's veggie caps, what do you want? Like, ideally, it's powder. This is the most bang for the buck. This is the same exact thing, no fillers. Bulk supplements also has good. It's niacin melatonin, but I think pure bulk's better. I've tested it. If you want capsules, ideally, I'd get the pure bulk. It's literally the same thing, just in, like, it dissolves, like, just cellulose capsule, as if I got this and put it in. But if you're limited, you can go, so like Whole Foods has like a Solgar veggie cap. Try to look for the veggie cap. Avoid Solaray because it has aloe vera. That messes stuff up. Avoid Allergy Research Group niacin. It has L-leucine, especially for recovery. That messes stuff up. Look at the research that can make you even niacin dependent. It'll keep tryptophan depletion oxidation going. You do not want leucine. Actually, from food, don't eat extra collagen. You know, everything's, you still want extra, okay? So let's say, you know, you have acute COVID and you get, okay, so if you get like NAL, all right, which is decent, you know, it's formidable, NutriCost or something, Summit Piping Rock, something, you know, like, so if it's a capsule, whatever it is, take out a little and put it in water. And so I have like, you know, so say it's like, so say if you have acute severe COVID, all right, your melatonin's, it's probably not as depleted as long haulers, but there's severe acute depletion going on and niacin too. So you gotta, you know, if what you want every time, no matter what situation, is no flush, ideally. You're still getting some therapy with flush, just not expediting it. And so you gotta overpower it. So if it's like, you know, if it's mild, start with, you know, 500 niacin. And so you don't have to do this with this brand, but say it's any other brand, and then don't do Solaray or Allergy Research Group. Just put then 500. So this is mild. If it's severe, start at 1, and even moderate. And so just put in a little water. Mix. Say there's no flush, but you feel groggy. What you can do is even add a little niacin to get that excess melatonin out, or just next dose. Once you know whatever, you know, add more niacin and or lower the melatonin accordingly to the degree of say the grogginess. Right now, if you have the with how to raise the melatonin is the degree of the flush. And also you can get groggy too, because some of the melatonin's going here, some of the sweet spot's like
basically just, it feels brilliant. You don't even feel a tingle. And that's important for people with neuropathological kind of symptoms now, which is, this is, again, long COVID. This is all kind of conditions because of this inflammation. So, especially older adults, especially people with long haulers, prolonged, you want to, you know, melatonin's worthless without this niacin. Niacin's worthless without, it's contingent upon sufficient melatonin supply. So if it's acute case, say it's mild, I did the 500, I would start at, you can weigh it out. Say the melatonin you do, I would do, and you say you have the pills or the capsules, put them out. I would do maybe, if it's mild with 500 niacin, do the melatonin. Say, I shouldn't put that thing on. Oh, that's too much. But say, so like this might actually be great. So that would be 60 milligrams, 0.060 grams. And so you want a precision scale if you get the powder with 0.000 gram reading. And so then put that in water. So do the melt. And so also if you have, so, and then I would say if it's severe, like do 50-60, to start and with 1 gram niacin. If it's more, and like moderate to severe, if it's more mild, do, I would say like 30 and 500. And I bet, imagine if you didn't do that melatonin, you're going to flush a lot harder because those inflamed areas require most melatonin, and thus it's going to be the least proportional expression and the least proportional, most proportional niacin not getting into those cells. So you're going to feel, you don't want to feel any tingle. So let's, so if it's acute, mild still, judge kind of the degree of the flush then. What you want to do then is if you get no flush, and it's sweet spot, go then up to 750, go then up to 1 gram. You want to push this out and whatever, and you'll notice the melatonin, as you get this inflammation out, these receptors get restored, like PDC, and the cell clade starts getting developed more. And so melatonin naturally, endogenously from, tryptophan gets restored more. And so, the key is throwing the necessitated amount of melatonin in to then start this therapeutic process. And also the niacin, like you want to get up to 1 gram doses where you're getting even, if you want to expedite recovery, even up to 2 gram doses. I take 2 gram doses with like, 30, 35 melatonin here and there. Now it's like I'll do, with niacin now getting into cells more, we don't have to use as much. But still for rapid recovery, you want to get to these sweet spots, whatever the hell the amount of melatonin is. I don't care if it's, I do care. Like I'm disseminating you the factual science and mechanics here. But even if it's, 500 milligrams, 1 gram of melatonin, and finally you just, and you'll see, like, the flush will become less and less intense. And so wherever it is, once you get those sweet spots, they're both used up. And so if it's de facto, so if it's like a little extra melatonin, it's, what you do then is just adjust the next dosing, and once you get to the subsequent sweet spot, again, de facto, it's all used up.